good, clean controversy. Was it that just weird?
That was very weird. Who was that?
That was Depeche Mode. I just thought, what the hell? I'm just going to throw some shit up there and see what happens. That was really fucking bizarre.
Now, one thing that was really neat last night is that we had somebody from Detroit.
Who?
The black fellow. The English boy.
Yes.
Won the basic club package.
Correct, yes.
And he then, in return, donated to somebody.
Because he wasn't able to go?
He couldn't go.
Right,
so,
yeah, which is really cool of him to do.
So somebody from Detroit.
Yeah.
Got it. And then the guy from Toronto donated $20 to go on the gas, which is going to be more. But anyway.
Now, do they know each other?
No.
Oh, that's so
no.
cool.
And what was really nice was the two fellows, the black guy and his partner, said, you know, it's really interesting. We have been very curious about the lifestyle and about a lot of leather events.
Yep.
And it just, we never felt comfortable till tonight.
Really? Okay.
And then he goes, and you guys have made this very fun and stuff. Now, we've always talked about going to go get some leather for us. What are the things we should get first?
Okay.
I forgot to tell you that last night.
No, yeah, you didn't tell me this at all.
And I said, well, A, your first piece of leather normally should be given to you if you want to do it, you know, in a way of, you know, it means something. So I said, maybe your friend or, you know, your partner, and it happens to be his partner. So I said, you know, you always want to go with good basic stuff. I said, so, you know, if you start and you go into a leather event, you know, go with a basic pair of jeans and a white T-shirt, but have a leather vest.
Yeah, but how do we know that? Well, was one a submissive in the group?
I didn't ask. Oh, okay. I think the bigger fellow was a submissive one.
Okay.
You know, so, and I said, well, if you decide, you know, you're going to do that and you're going to get a piece of leather, anybody knows us as Claw, we're in charge of all the puppy stuff. Ask for Master Noel Sir Mark. He has my card.
Yeah.
I said, I'll make sure that one of our boys will show you how to take care of your leather.
Right, yeah.
And he just looked at me and went, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And that's the small stuff that I am enjoying with what we're doing right now.
Okay.
Because we're, every once in a while, we do certain stuff like that. And it's when people go, thank you. You know what? I've been somewhere before. I felt inadequate, or I didn't feel like I was welcoming. I've been to the bar and people don't are not friendly, and you guys always go out of your way, and and that's nice.
That is nice to hear.
And I think that's what we stand for. So that, I just wanted to mention that.
Well, that's that is really, that is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. So, and you know, we try to have a good time, and that's the thing. And we're really lucky. I mean, in the past 5 years, we've traveled a lot all over. And we've met some great friends. We're a little tired. These 3 a.m. mornings are just a bitch, especially when somebody starts waking up at 7:20. You know, I got to say that this was a so...
wow, that's just okay.
This is so funny. So last weekend, we're in Long Island, New York. And...
So I so thought we might be avoiding this particular topic.
So Master decides to go to the washroom at one point and just couldn't find the washroom door.
Oh, that was at this boy Alex's birthday.
Oh, yeah. That was the weekend before. Did we talk about... Yeah.
It was a strange place, and everything was backwards, and I didn't turn the light on because I didn't want to wake you up, and I closed the door, and then I sit in there, and then I kind of might have fell asleep for a second, and then when I woke up, I thought, oh, my God, I don't know where the door is. I almost fell in the shower.
So I'm hearing this all around the room. I don't know if you can, but it's like he's tapping on the walls.
Trying to find the door.
Trying to find the door, and then he's like where the shower door is. And it's
rattling.
And I'm laughing, and he goes, stop it, I can't find the way out.
No, you opened the door a crack and then ran it back, jumped in bed giggling is what you did.
So then last night, we're in bed, and around 5-something in the morning, Master decides to go pee. And he gets up, and he goes directly forward. And now he's grabbing the corner of the TV.
Oh, God.
And I said, what are you doing? I can't find the knob. I can't find the doorknob to open the door to the bathroom.
Wow, you know.
I said, open your eyes. You got the corner of the TV.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm crying.
Wait, let me post a couple more pictures of New Orleans. Oh, I thought you were
really?
Gonna tell. I thought you were gonna tell the bathroom story about that Indian guy that when we were at the Ravens, where I went in to go pee, and the boys were all freaking out because I actually looked over the edge of the.
What? I never heard that.
That Indian fellow was following us. Remember, we went to look.
Oh,
at
the
at the big banquet. Gala event thing, and he was following us. And I stopped and I turned and I looked, and I just knew he was going to come to the bathroom behind us. And I said to Boyne, "Watch this." So he got into the bathroom, and I just kind of looked over the partition.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what it looked like because that's not my thing. But then he kind of looked back, and he was all giggly and laughing and stuff. And then we just left him in there.
I mean, well, I'm sure you had some jerk off time.
I was like, oh, God. So, yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of easy to get Master Noel confused if he's had a few wobbly and but he needs to go pee.
I think it's just because Merle hotel rooms are kind of set up all the same.
You so know, why did you go forward instead
don't
of
know,
going?
Don't know.
Well, maybe you were jumping over the bodies because we went to bed.
Oh, it was the wait. Oh, and then the waiter,
there
boy
was
Alex, yeah.
Chomper, boy Neil, and Alex in one bed. The slave at the end of the bed. You and I in one. Then I wake up. I went
slave
to go
floor,
pee.
Yeah.
Slave is no longer on the floor. He's laying in bed with us. And boy, Alex was on the floor, and boy Neil was. Still in the other bed. Then I woke up this morning. We're now three in bed. Boy Neil is in the middle.
Well, because he snuggled up to get in because he didn't have any place to sleep because some little other
puppy
dog.
There was a chair.
It was kind of, you know, it was weird though when we woke up like that. We were kind of all cuddled up. It wasn't bad.
I know, and then it was so fucking hot, so I keep on... Boy Neil and I keep
cold.
On covering ourselves. Master Noel is throwing the fucking blankets over us. We're all sticky and wet. And
I was really getting horny, I'll tell you. Oh, my God. Everybody was all sweaty and rubbing against each other. And
Master
Knight. They looked right over the divider. Oh, and then the waiter.
Oh, that was a funny
thing. You could tell the waiter story.
So it was an amazing event because when you arrive in the banquet hall, it was decorated to the max. You had the Ravens doing a passageway like a bridge as you walked in, and welcoming you in, which was beautiful and
really
nice. Got to
talk about the flake.
Yes. And then we get to our table, and we have our own table with our sign and our own personal waiter. And then he sees boy Alex, I think, serving you a drink.
Serving me a beer, yeah.
And he asks, I guess, should I be serving you that way or something? That's how I want to do it. And the next thing you know, our waiter was serving.
Boy Alex took him around the corner to teach him.
To teach him. And our waiter was serving Master Noel one knee and presenting the drink. It was amazing. We had a great, great, great waiter. But one of the best moments is that... one of the member of our family was asked to.
I knew it was happening.
Bringing the Canadian flag, yep. And Pop Ace had the honor in representing our family,
mm-hmm.
And walked in with the Canadian flag. So woof woof woof, that was really nice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was kind of neat because they contacted us and said, "What's your national anthem?" I look really. Oh, Canada, and he's like, "Oh, so they." Knew that we were coming from another country. They took the time. The dude learned. Okay.
But you know what was sad with that? We all sang, "Oh, say again to see."
I sang "Oh Canada."
But we sang "Oh Canada." La 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 la.
Oh Canada.
Go on.
Our home and native land,
uh-huh.
True patriot love in all our sons command. With glowing hearts we see the rise, true nor strong and free. O Canada, I stand on guard for thee.
You're wrong.
God save our land.
They started in French.
Oh, well, fuck, I don't do that stupid-ass language. Anyways, but it was really cool that they took the time and they learned the anthem. And then I thought because of Pup Base, number one, he's got his military background, and also because we are teaching him or trying to train him or teaching probably to be a sir, I thought that would be a really good thing for him to do and to learn firsthand. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we got to do stuff up in front of people, get up and do these things kind of off the cuff, and I really didn't give him a lot of warning of it just for that reason, but he did spectacular with it. He really, really did. And I mean, we're all very proud of him. So it was that was well done. Yeah, for
that
sure
was very good.
Yeah.
And the other thing was nice to last night at Toronto. Mm-hmm. Chomper, you got to give it to her. I mean.
Oh, knocking them puppies over like fucking bowling
pins.
There
was one scene. It was so funny. There was one pup facing the opposite direction. And Chomper just T-boned him.
Yeah.
And the pup went sideways. And the legs and the paws went sideways. It was like he was a cranked up dog and just. And she just went. Whoa.
Yeah, that was good. The pups had a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it was, and a lot of people even from last night were, you know, commented, you know, thank you so much and for making it a good event. And I mean, that's really cool when you get it, it's not why we do these things by any, you know, like that's not why we do it, is to have people thank us for it. But it's nice to, you know, to get
it's appreciated.
It, right?
It makes you feel good. Now, it was not, I was a bit nervous last night. But it was fun, and what I liked is all day today they were posting on Facebook and saying, thank you, you know, mm-hmm. Sir Mark, you made it fun, it was interesting, it was, you know, we kept it moving along, and
yeah.
It was great.
So. Well, I mean, and again, you knew that we knew what we were doing. We got there, we had our agenda, we knew what, when, and everything. We kept things moving. Every 15 minutes we did a draw, we kept it light,
yeah.
You know.
So that was good.
Yeah, it was good, but.
Okay, commercial, and we'll be right back.
Working on the pipe.